Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Franco.
Yo.
Yo, man. Ooh. How can we help you, sir?
So I met this girl at my work, right? We work in a big building downtown, exchange phone numbers, texting back and forth for a while. Ended up going on an awesome date. Took her to go see the Sox. Had a great time, bought all the junk food, or eating, having drinks. Red Sox won. Perfect date, right? Her name's Emma, cute girl. Gone. Now she doesn't text me back. I see her in the building, and like I start to walk towards her, and she takes off the other way.
Oh damn!
She doesn't answer my calls.
Yeah, that does not sound good at all.
No, and I, for no explanation or reason. That's what's driving me crazy. Like, just tell me, hey, your breath smells or something, you know? Like,
what could you have possibly have done? Think about this, because, like, what do you think?
Yeah, you have to have some kind of idea, because for her to avoid you?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Like I said, we had a good time. I dropped her off. I was a gentleman. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, I know drinks and stuff are expensive at Fenway. One time we had somebody who stuck a nip in their butthole. Did you do anything like that?
Oh, my God.
No, but that is a great idea for the future.
Ew.
No.
All right. Well, you know, I'm here to serve the people. All right, hang on. We're going to try and call it for you next, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, second date update on 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just talked to Franco. If you're just tuning in, it's very interesting because he works in the same building as this girl, Emma. Emma, you said her name was?
Emma, yeah.
Yeah. So they work in the same building, and he said, so we went on a date to the Red Sox game. We had a great time. They won. But now, not only is she not, like, replying to any texts or calls or anything, but when she sees him in the building, she turns around and goes the other way. So she's avoiding him on purpose. Again, you can't think of anything that you did? Did you guys have to walk, like, 3 miles to your car or anything like that?
Nah, I paid for the $65 f***ing lot. Like, everything was expensive as hell, you know?
Hate those lots. Such scams.
Yeah, if it was Melissa on the date, she'd be like, well, ugh. I mean, we did park in Chelsea. All right, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Emma?
Yeah, this is Emma who's speaking.
Emma, I'm sorry if we're waking you up. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. Can I just explain to you why we're calling? It's nothing bad.
Yeah, did I win something or something?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. I'll make this very, very quick. Basically, we got a phone call from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a really, really nice date. And what we're offering you is basically you pick what you'd like to do for a date. You pick a restaurant you'd like to go to. You pick whenever you're free. And we'll pay for the whole thing and set it up for you guys to meet. And, you know, maybe you'll hit it off. Worst case scenario, you have a nice date. And a nice meal.
Okay. Do I know this guy? Is this...
There is like one little caveat, I guess. So this guy, he knows you and he likes you. And you guys actually went out before. And he said now he'd like to go out with you again. But he doesn't understand why you've been basically avoiding him. His name is Franco.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
You guys went to a Red Sox game.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so when we talked to him, he seemed very confused because in his perspective, the date went fabulous. The
Wait, Red Sox, this guy contacted you?
He called us. He gave us your number. And he said that you've been like avoiding him at work, and he doesn't know why.
Yeah, okay, so we went to the game. Okay, so there was this... there was this like older couple that was sitting in front of us who had good seats, and then they left, and then some like kids came down and they like sat in the seats after the old couple left.
Yeah.
And they were like 10, 11, like they were younger kids. Later in the inning, there was a foul ball, and like it went right to the kids, and Franco, he literally dove over me and grabbed the ball out of these 10-year-old kids' hands. And
then
he was on the screen.
Okay, well, he didn't mention this part. You know what? Actually, stop right there, because I believe Franco's on the phone. Franco, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm hearing the whole thing.
Yeah. Franco,
wait, Franco's on the line?
He is on the line. And I didn't know.
I've been trying to call you. I've been trying to talk to you at work, like all over a foul ball.
People were so mad at you, and you didn't even notice.
All right. Well, first of all, it's a baseball game. That's what you do. You try to catch the foul balls and put it over each other. And second of all, they shouldn't have been in those seats. Those seats weren't theirs. So f*** those kids. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, that's my foul ball. If you can't reach it, then tough s***.
Hey,
you know
what? I'm on his side for this one.
Listen, it was a baseball game. We had a good time. Like, I thought you're cute, Emma. I want to go out with you again. So I mean,
I thought you're cute.
I mean, you can't blame this guy. He's going for what he wants.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like the ball.
It's just a reaction thing. It's instinct. So, Emma, I mean, would you be down to give him another? It's a misunderstanding. Would you be down to give him another date? It won't be at a game. How about that? You guys go to a restaurant.
No, I'd be afraid I'll like push kids out of the way for like wings or something.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Make sure and listen, because you're going to hear literally probably the nicest person on the planet get shut down. This dude, like, he fixed the girl's car. He bought her freaking groceries with his money. He cleaned for her, and still she doesn't want to see him again. You know what? If it doesn't work out, ladies, he's going to be available. Listen to the Second Date Update tomorrow morning, 8:10. Get a crew hot, 9:06.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.